As we've seen recently, especially in the wake of numerous violent stories involving race, talking about race is hard for anyone, let alone high school students. But after racial tensions flared last year at a high school in Baltimore, the school felt it had to do something about it. So it kicked off a program to bring students together to talk about race and ethnicity and other challenges they face and how to make things better. From Baltimore, Bruce Wallace has our story.
Digital Harbor High is in a shiny new building just south of downtown Baltimore. It's summer, though, and the halls are quiet, except for a small room on the first floor, where a handful of students and teachers gather around a table. They're here in part because, a year ago, things at Digital Harbor were anything but quiet.
Tensions at Digital Harbor High School have led to a fight, an assault, and a lot of fearful students. Just staying home now, there's an increased police presence at that school.
At the end of last school year, a small classroom incident mushroomed into several days of violence between students, African Americans pitted against Latinos. The violence rippled to other schools.
Me and my friends were always on the lookout.
Dominic Hurd is African American. He was finishing up his junior year at Digital.
In the building, we were safe. But the second we stepped foot out the building, got like down the street to around the basketball court, just didn't know where anything was going to happen.
I didn't went to the school for a week. My brother, a lot of friends, didn't went for the school for a week.
Wahad Argueta is from Honduras. He and most of Digital Harbor's Latino students stayed home for a week. The magnet school had 4 Latino students when it opened in 2002. Now it has around 150. Police presence around Digital Harbor beefed up, and tensions eased when school let out for the summer. In the fall, the school, along with local Latino group CASA, started a program called Spirit. That's who's meeting in the quiet school building. Even though the purpose of Spirit is to deal with the racial tensions at the school, race isn't front and center in every meeting. Instead, the idea is to get students from all backgrounds talking about what needs fixing at the school. But first, an icebreaker. They roll a miniature soccer ball around as music plays on a student's phone.
Hey, so fun.
So my name is Gabriela.
When the music stops, whoever has the ball has to answer a question about themselves.
What is something you look forward to this meeting with Dr. Thorin?
Achola Dola is from Ethiopia. She's going into the 12th grade. The meeting she mentions is kind of a big deal. The students are invited to talk to Baltimore's school superintendent. It's soon, and they're working on what they'll tell him, about problems at school they've identified, and their proposed fixes. They want anti-racism training for school staff, better mental health counseling, and more college support for undocumented kids. They're a little nervous at first. A teacher suggests that they share their own stories.
I want to go to college, but we don't have orientation or some people that talking about how we can go to college or other education.
Pedro Ortega was his school's valedictorian, but he's unsure about getting into college because he's undocumented.
I have a year and 6 months in this beautiful, amazing country. I want to grow up in our community, and I can help other young people in my community. Yeah. I said, that's my experience. That's my short story. Mm. What do you share with you?
Wonderful. Achola Dola chimes in.
I feel so bad because some people come here and they say, like, America is the land of opportunity. But when you come here, if you don't have the papers, it's so hard, like, to go to school and everything. And the student here, some of them, they just play with education, while other people are trying so hard and they can't even get it.
What happened right there is kind of the goal. Students talking about the challenges facing the school, and in the process, learning about the challenges facing each other. The meeting with the school chief went well, they tell me afterwards, and they're hoping to expand Spirit to more schools soon. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Baltimore.
This is The World.